The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
Informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk Pensacola's expert panel. And by request, should I stay or should I go? With my friends here at Avalon HR, Stacey Orens, Chip Wood, we were laughing, talking about vacation.
Well, I'm actually thinking somebody should call last call.
Yes, exactly. Last call in the office.
Oh,
so
man.
Y'all heard me on the way. They said they heard me on the way talking about vacations. And so actually that kind of brings up an interesting, well, first of all, y'all taking a vacation this summer?
I don't have anything on the books.
See, that's right, the problem. Moment. We need to get those on the
now,
books.
Now, I might go over to Fairhope for a couple of days.
Oh, that's always a fun place.
Yeah, that's always a fun little thing. There's a place over there I've been wanting to go have a brunch.
We plan, our office is very food-centric, and we plan a lot of things, including vacations, around food.
Well, aren't we all?
No, I don't have anything big this year either. I'm going to Tennessee this weekend for a very quick, next weekend, excuse me, for a very quick trip. And then later in the year, our daughter is getting married. So we're kind of saving up vacation time for that.
That sounds good.
No,
yeah.
It only takes a minute.
Well, anyway, we were having a little fun talking about that. Someone did text in that they would go to Cape San Blas, which is, you know, there's lots of little neat places like
Cape San Blas. Not many people know about that, mm-hmm. but when I was a kid, we'd actually go there and go surfing.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah, where is that? I've never heard of it.
Cape San Blas is right off Mexico Beach.
Yeah,
okay.
It's just over past Panama City.
Mm-hmm.
In
okay.
Tyndall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a beautiful place over there.
Really
that
is.
Whole the Big Bend area is really beautiful.
Kind of
the best kept secret.
Mexico Beach for many, many years was a well kept secret.
Mm-hmm.
And now, of course, with the hurricane and.
Well, it's back. It's coming back.
It's coming back.
Driftwood is back.
Very
so that's
much so.
The best place. But so y'all were talking about vacations. So it's Avalon HR. So then I thought, vacation is always an interesting hiring conversation.
Well, it is because people, I know.
There's a lot of assumptions about PTO, vacation,
we've interviewed, well, not me personally, but we've had people that have interviewed and.
First
question is, can I go ahead and take my vacation now?
Right.
Before I start.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, there's some strange things that are out there.
Well, it was interesting when I was in a hiring position and I would have some, and no offense to young people, I love all of you, but I would have some of the newly graduated would come in and they would say, well, here's my list of the things I need to be hired. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This is your first job.
Yeah. Well,
entry level, it really kind of doesn't work that way.
Right.
And they had vacation time.
And you want to look at them and kind of go, you really have a diploma?
It's shocking because there's an expectation.
Life skills are not covered in college.
So it's very interesting.
True.
It's just very interesting. But vacation is one of those, almost a dirty word in a way.
Well, we were talking, you know, before we went on the air, we were all three talking about what would be a good topic today. And one of the things that we get addressed with quite a bit, Stacey does, is PTO.
Right.
Paid time off. Yeah. And what constitutes that? What are people entitled to it?
Mm-hmm.
Stacey, you can.
Well, see, it's confusing to me because I grew up with vacation time and then you had sick days.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So now the sick days have, and now it's all under this magical PTO.
Well, personally,
and that's confusing.
Well, as an HR person, I think that's a good move because, I mean, let's face it. If I'm out of PTO days and I still have 7 sick days and I want to take time off, guess what? I'm sick.
Right.
So why not
put it on with a little headache?
put it all together and let the people use it how they want to use it. That makes so much more sense, right?
Sure.
And because they're going to anyway. So for record-keeping purposes and instead of trying to track 2 separate leave policies, just put it all into one PTO bank. use it for what you want. You're sick, PTO. You're on vacation, PTO, whatever. But I get a lot of calls that are being like, hey, you know, I was just terminated and they didn't pay me my PTO. Mm-hmm. Well, and for what we're talking about today, I want to make this clear. We're going to talk about Florida, okay? I'm not going to try to get
Florida
into
it. Florida is an at-will state.
Right. And it's an at-will state. It's a right-to-work state. And so I'm
so what does that mean exactly?
I've heard that.
Yeah, no, really, because it's a little confusing.
Well, one, the biggest thing centered around both of those, they are different, mm-hmm. But the biggest center is that the employer or the employee can end the employment relationship at any time for good reason, bad reason, no reason.
Any reason.
Okay? And any reason. And I always tell our employers that are, if they are terminating someone, don't have the discussion as to why. If you've made the decision they're terminated, there's no amount of discussion in the world that's going to make that conversation better or more palatable for who you're delivering it to. It's just, hey, we've had to make some important decisions, and unfortunately one of those means today's your last day of employment.
Mm-hmm.
But why? What did I do? It was just a difficult decision that led us to decide today is your last day. Here's the info you need, blah, blah, blah. Because at that point, I've just found out I lost my job. And the only place that conversation leads is to you telling me everything I've ever done wrong in the course of employment. Not going to help my mindset. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling employees, just don't go there. And then it turns into an argument. Okay, so just don't. But in Florida, there are no laws related to how PTO is given, administered, or paid out upon termination.
Really? There's really no laws? None. Are there guidelines?
None.
It is considered a benefit, and it is administered at the employer's discretion. The only thing they look for is consistency, mm-hmm. okay? You know, is it consistent? Is everybody treated the same? If that is the case, then that's it. You know, I have people call me and like, you know, I've been here a year and I don't have any vacation time. Okay. Well, you can't do that. Yeah, they can.
Yeah, they can.
You know, there's no law that says you're entitled to or have to be given that time.
That's interesting because I think people do make an assumption that even after a certain amount of time, like I've worked at places where you had to be there a certain number of months and then you would accrue your time off. That's
correct.
A whole other system.
Correct. And that's probably the best system. You accrue it, you know, instead of waiting. Making someone wait a whole year for PTO is somewhat unrealistic. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to have things happen. Period, right? So the accrual system works. After you get out of that 90-day probationary period, you start accruing time. And that works because that way you're not giving them a whole bunch of time that you could, you know, PTO payout in time or dollars to the business. You know, you're getting paid whether you're there or not. So it's a payment with no return kind of thing. So the accrual system works because you're not paying too far in advance of something you may not get a return on. And then the way the employee doesn't have to wait a full year to take it either. So, you know, that system works. But, you know, I get calls regularly about, I was terminated, am I going to get my PTO?
Well, that's a big question. I've heard that a lot.
Each of our clients has different rules. The most common is if you resign with proper notice and work out that notice, then yes, you will get your PTO. If you walk out or fired for some egregious
for
behavior,
cause.
For
mm-hmm.
you know,
for
and no, is not paid out. But again, it's at the employer's discretion. We just say, administer it consistently and fairly, and that's all they're required to do.
Hmm. And you know, some states are different than Florida's in respect to when you get your final paycheck.
That's another yes.
Because
I've
some
had
states
experiences with that.
Some states, you have to issue that paycheck as soon as you terminate them, write them a check, boom, you're gone. Some states.
Regular next payday.
We'll get to it.
Oh, gosh.
So, some states, it's 30 days.
30 days.
Wow. Or the next payday, whichever comes first.
And this is why we always strive to tell people, that's why you need Avalon.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know. We study these things. As boring as it may sound. We have to understand every state's regulations. And I have, you know, I have my media that I go to and my resources, but there are different laws in every state. There's only four states in the United States that we have to buy the workers' comp insurance from the state. There's only four states that do that.
Wow.
Now, while those four states think they can make money selling workers' comp insurance is beyond me, but there are four states that do that.
And they're a nightmare.
And they're a nightmare.
Wow. Nightmare. Well, and I don't know how you keep up with, in addition to all the different laws and all the different types of PTO and vacation and sick, but then you have small businesses, large, medium businesses, big businesses. Right. And then you have all these different businesses in the community that have different policies.
Correct.
So how do you keep up with all of that?
Well,
because I'm kind of flabbergasted, like, wow, how do you keep up with it all?
When I'm talking with somebody about them coming in with us and using our services, one of the first things I'll ask is, do you have an employee handbook?
There you go.
And if you do have an employee handbook, I'd like a copy of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that way I can get it over to Stacy, and then Stacy can review it and say, whoa, well, that was true 12 years ago, but it's not true today.
We've gotten some doozies for it.
We've got some,
I imagine.
It's hard to dictate nowadays. It's hard to dictate dress codes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can lay out a forum for what, you know, today is not flip-flop day.
Right.
So, you know, we're not doing that. And there are certain jobs that require certain attire.
Steel-toed shoes.
Yeah, steel-toed shoes in the construction
flame
industry.
Flame-resistant clothing. My husband is an industrial electrician, and they're known as FR clothes, and if you've ever had to purchase those, you know just how ridiculously expensive that type of clothing is. But it's, you know, steel-toed shoes, flame-resistant shoes. Welders have to have weld suits and
proper gloves.
Just proper gloves. Yeah, and head coverings. And
well, that all makes sense to me. I guess the question is that this gets into a whole other thing, is how can an employer say to them, I don't want you showing up in shorts in the summer? Can they say that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's their business, and within the realm
I guess what are their rights in
law,
terms of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but you have to balance it out, okay? We live in Florida.
Right.
It's hot here.
Yes.
Are you going to tell your beach servers they need to come to work in a suit and tie every day?
No.
Probably not, okay? Mm-hmm. But if your employee, if you say, yeah, you guys can wear shorts, there's absolutely nothing wrong with specifying the length that those shorts need to be.
Okay.
Right.
And that you put in your employee handbook?
Yes, you put that in your employee handbook. And then you've got something, they read it, they acknowledge it. And then when you come back to them and you say, hey, those shorts are not going to work. And they'll say, but why? Well, let's look at your handbook. It says right here they have to be this length, and those are not.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm going to need you to go home and change. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, we don't set those guidelines for you. We will help you, like Chip said, with keeping what's legal and what's okay. We got one a while back, and this may have been my favorite handbook ever. One of our existing clients bought another company, so they didn't do this.
They
had no part in it. They took it.
They inherited it.
They inherited it. Yeah.
But this handbook went into great detail of what you could and could not do on your personal time.
Ooh.
I mean, extreme detail.
Was it kind of like a moral clause kind
of
thing?
Oh, yes.
Beyond.
Oh, wow.
More. Okay. And I'm like, there's no way. There's no court in the world that's going to look at this and go, this has any legitimate bearing on your business.
Mm-hmm.
This is just you as a human going, I don't like that, so you're not going to do it kind of things. And
right.
I was like, no, we just threw it in the trash and started over. I'm like, we cannot do this. And the last line of the handbook's like, it actually said, word for word, this is how it is, period. If you don't like it, leave now.
Wow. Okay.
That was the first thing they needed to change.
Wow.
And I was just like, oh, my goodness. I was like, that'd been the point when if I read that and got to there, if I'd made it that far through all the rest of it,
that
would have been the point. I'd been like, you know what? You're right. This is not the place for me.
This could be where I make my first career change.
It's not a sign.
This is the time you need to go. If you're
We're talking with Chip Wood and Stacy Orns with Avalon HR. If you've got a question for them, maybe you've got a small business or a large business, and some of these things are coming up. It's summertime. There's PTO.
Yep.
There's vacation. There's wardrobe. Lots of things that happen.
Wardrobe
that happened this season. 850-437-1620. Text it in to us.
Or give me a call at the office, 850-475-1555. And we're located here in Pensacola on 100 South Pace Boulevard. So.
Mm-hmm.
And something just continuing on the PTO line, I get this a lot on exempt employees.
Oh my gosh, explain all of that. The exempt and non-exempt can get so confusing.
Exempt employees are exempt from overtime pay, okay? Where non-exempt are do 1.5 times their hourly salary if they go in excess of 40 hours in a week. This cannot be combined into an 80-hour pay period. If you pay biweekly, you can't do 42 hours one, 38 the next, and call it 80 hours.
That doesn't work.
That's a no-go.
We see people try to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he worked 65 hours last week, but this week he only worked 15.
So they're not paying overtime. I've been the victim of that. I'm just sitting here going, oh.
Nope.
Yeah, no, that doesn't work. It's 40 hours in a week. But if you are exempt, okay, like a salaried employee such as I am, I'm salaried. So if I work 45 hours, I get paid for 40. If I work 35 hours, I get paid for 40. But a lot of phone calls that I receive is, hey, I have an exempt employee, a salaried employee, who is out of PTO and needs 3 days off.
Mm-hmm.
Can I deduct their pay?
I have no answer for that. What's the answer?
Yes, you can, with some very careful caveats. Fair Labor Standards says if an exempt employee does any work for the day, regardless of quality or quantity, if they answer a phone, a text, open their email, they are to be paid for the day. You can only deduct in a case where that employee truly does not engage in any work-related activity at all. And second, I always caution employers, be careful, because how many times did this person work 45, 50 hours a week?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really... Let's look at this. Okay, mm-hmm. Are we balancing out? Is this a chronic problem? Is this a one-time thing?
Is it an emergency, perhaps?
Right. Let's look at that, because, you know, like I said, if I open my email and read an email, that counts as a work day for an exempt employee.
Where were you when I needed to know this?
You cannot deduct my pay if I've engaged in any type of work activity.
Okay.
Even if I had PTO scheduled for the day, like paid PTO, and I ended up doing things that morning, then that needs to be switched. I need to give them my PTO back, and I need to be paid for the day.
Oh, I got some PTO coming from previous jobs.
Now, collecting that might be another subject.
Might be
another,
yes.
Right, I'm just kidding.
You know, it's a very fine line when you start talking about exempting, you know, an exempt employee's taking their pay away. It's like, you know, we always usually have a pretty good conversation when I get those phone calls. Let's talk about that. And the other thing is FMLA, Family Medical Leave Act. You have to, there's
a lot
certain
of people
things,
don't understand
yeah,
that.
What is yeah, that? Talk about that a little bit, too.
It's federal leave for job protection only. There is no pay component associated with FMLA. Again, in Florida, there's no pay component associated with that leave. You can take leave for the birth, adoption of a child, your own serious medical condition of like your spouse or child that you would need to care for. There is a process of going through and getting that approved. It can be denied. There's, you know, certain things that they do not consider a serious health condition.
Mm-hmm.
You can take it in the 12 weeks all together at one time, like starting today, 12 straight weeks, or you can do what's called intermittent leave, where I have a medical condition that may require me to be out 1 to 2 days a month, and then that just accumulates towards that 12-week factor. But to offer FMLA, you need to have over 50 employees within a certain radius at your business. So if you've got 40 employees, and, you know, it's considered at that point an undue hardship to potentially lose somebody for 12 weeks.
Like, oh, for sure, especially for a small business.
Right, you don't have the bandwidth to cover that.
Mm-hmm.
Where they figure in a larger organization, you probably can. It's a little less burdensome.
Right.
But there's... You know, you have to apply for it. You have to go through the proper steps. You have to have a doctor's certification. And then if you're granted that 12 weeks, the only thing it guarantees you is that job protection, that you will have a job to come back to. You don't get paid during that time. Yes, your employer can force you to use PTO to cover the beginning of the FMLA leave. They can run together, absolutely. And then, you know, when you return, you have a job. Mm-hmm. That's all it guarantees you. That's it. And that's another fine line. You can't, when somebody comes to you and asks for that, you can't just automatically say no. There is a procedure that you go through. Even if they ask for FMLA at a company that doesn't qualify, there's still a form that you need to complete and send to them mm-hmm. that says, hey, you don't qualify because here's why. Your employer does not meet the threshold. The employee has to be there for 1 year and work X amount of hours to qualify for the leave. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of the ones that I get, I deny because they've been there 6 months and they've worked 400 hours. You know, you don't meet the threshold for FMLA. So there's a lot to it. And those are the kind of things that we manage for you. You don't have to know what the FMLA regulations are or the PTO regulations are. We do that for you. If you have an employee that says, hey, Meg, I need to take FMLA, your response is, hey, I need you to call Stacy at Avalon, and she'll work with you through that process.
Mm-hmm. Which is a great response.
And also, when we take a new client and the client wants to establish PTO, we have to have a baseline to begin with.
Right.
And because then the computers pick it up and they automatically calculate the percentages or the amount of time that you're entitled to.
Right, that makes
sense.
I
shouldn't say entitled.
We've got just a couple of minutes left, but we've got a kind of a related question here from one of our listeners. Is it a hard or a long process to swap payroll companies? If you say benefits and most importantly 401k with, say, about 20 employees.
That's an easy process.
That's easy.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's easy. And we've got a great 401k. Mm-hmm.
So that's just someone deciding they want to change companies, having heard you this morning.
Yeah, and quite frankly, we have that happen a lot. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of companies that are doing business with I call them the big box payroll companies.
Right.
And try to call them. Try to get a hold of somebody. You won't. Mm-hmm. You might right now. Then, you know, there's an old saying, that was when you were a prospect. Now you're a client.
Right.
And, you know, when you're a prospect, you can talk to anybody. When you're a client, it's hard.
We still answer the phone.
We answer. We don't have any, you know.
Even
dial,
at 9:15 on a Friday night.
typically things happen not during regular office hours.
I've had them at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night.
Mm. Yeah, we all have, and that's just it though. But we will answer, and we will get what you need taken care of. And a 20-person switch like that with benefits, that's no more than a 2-day project. That's pretty simple.
What's your number and what's your website?
850-475-1555. Or you can go to our website and just check us all out at
AvalonHR.com.
Okay. So how long have you been in this area?
We've been in here about 19 years.
Wow. Okay. So
been here 17 years.
You're very well versed in the state of Florida, our local laws in Pensacola, and all the counties.
Plus, we have employees all over.
Alabama.
We have people in California.
Texas, California. Tennessee.
And you're considered a professional employment organization?
Yep. PEO is the acronym for that, and mm-hmm. a professional employment organization. In the eyes of the feds and the state, we are the employer of record, and we make sure that all your taxes are paid in a timely fashion, and that's why we are IRS certified. One of only, less than 30% of PEOs are IRS certified.
Wow, okay.
And we are.
And that's important.
Yes, it is. Very much so.
Very important.
Well, because what it does, it guarantees to the consumer that if something were to happen, if we made a clerical error on your taxes or something, they couldn't come at you. Mm-hmm. They would have us answer for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got about a minute left. Anything you want to mention today? We've certainly covered vacation and PTO. Are you really ready to go now?
I am ready to go. Favorite vacation spots for me, we were talking about this earlier, I love St. Croix. Mm. It has changed a bit over the last 5-7 years, but I still love it. My family as a whole is particularly fond of Denver, Colorado. There's a direct flight from Pensacola to Denver, just FYI. Thursday leave, Sunday return.
I like the North Georgia mountains.
There
it's
you
just
go.
Nice,
Fallon, Georgia.
Convenient.
Mm-hmm.
you know.
All right. Well, listener just texted in Mariana Caverns.
Oh, I'll check
Mariana
those
Caverns
out.
They've got a great RV place over there.
we have
thank you.
RV. We'll have to talk about that next
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
We've been hanging out with our friends at Avalon HR. Your website, phone number, one more time, real quick.
850-475-1555. We are located at 100 South Pace Boulevard here in beautiful Pensacola.